Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Last night on The Bachelorette, look, it was a bit emotional, let's be honest.
You know, meeting your family has been, like, so incredible. Like, they're such nice people. They were asking me some questions about, you know, like, where I'm at with you and how I'm feeling and... Mm. You know, there's definitely friendship there. But
that was Shannon and Becky. Poor Shannon on the hometowns. Well, basically got told then and there out the front of the house that he was in the friend zone. He's joining me at the moment. Shannon, how are you going?
Good, thank you, mate. Still recovering from last night, but, you know, it's all good.
I bet. How was it, like, reliving the moment on TV? Because it would have been pretty hard at the time, but having to watch it again last night...
I didn't see a lot of the scenes with my brothers, so that, you know, made me feel really emotional, because it was the first time I'd seen my brother and the way that he was acting when he was crying on the camera.
Oh.
I couldn't help but feel, like, touched by that. But it was all good. It's all good. I've had some time to get over it. So.
Becky said your family was pretty cool. She was really glad to meet them.
Yeah, she really enjoyed my brothers and, like, their nature, and they're like me, you know what I mean? So she was a big fan.
Yeah, well, she did say goodbye to you right then and there. You handled it extremely well, you know, gave her a hug, said it was all good. How are you really feeling, though, inside?
Like, you know, obviously very disappointed. I made it known that, like, Becky could have, like, been a part of the family quite easily because we got along so well. But, like, at the same time, you know, I appreciate that there are so many amazing guys on the show with me, and if she'd found a stronger connection with, like, one of them, like, who am I to get in front of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how I felt, and yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, I guess so. How do you feel about making it almost till the end? Would you have preferred maybe Becky tell you a bit earlier that she didn't have those stronger feelings for you?
I think for her, she was just trying to work it out as well, because we had a strong connection, like, straight out of the gates at the start. You know, I was, you know, the first guy on the show to get a date and to get the first kiss, and we had a really strong connection, but that just got, like, muddled up with her, you know, and other guys. And I think my exit was the right time for me, based on who was left. So it is what it is, you know.
Mm. Is there anything that we didn't see on the show that you wish made the cut? Maybe a bit of shenanigans back in the mansion or something that that didn't actually make the TV show?
There's a few, like, Becky and I shared so many, like, really nice moments. Like, I wrote her a song and I sang for her. It was just one, to give you an example. I also had this quote that came to me out of nowhere. My mum used to have a quote on a wall when I was 10 years old. And the quote was, life gives us time, but only love gives it meaning.
Whoa.
And this came to me out of nowhere, and I shared it with her, and it was just a beautiful moment.
That's awesome. What are you up to now, Shannon? How's the, if you don't mind me asking, how's the dating life going?
I've actually been keeping a low profile with that. So, yeah, keen to get into the dating scene, I guess. My intentions haven't changed. I'm still looking for a partner. You know, I want to settle down. So hopefully this helps me in that process.
You know? Well, you're in New South Wales, right? So you're not really locked down like Victoria are, I guess.
No, yeah. I'm based in Sydney. Yeah.
You can get out there and you know, you don't have to be within 5Ks of anyone. extend that Tinder all the way up to maximum distance.
Tinder, what's that?
I don't know. Don't know what we're talking about. The Bachelorette continues Wednesday night on Wynn. Shannon, you're a legend. Thanks so much for catching up.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. See you, buddy.